All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, we are up to week number 9. Week number 8 was real good to me as I went 13-2. Unfortunately, week number 9 did not get off to a good start for me. I picked the Carolina Panthers at home last night to be victorious over the New Orleans Saints. That was not the case, as from the opening kickoff, the Saints were able to dominate their NFC South brethren in every single aspect of the game as they knocked off the Panthers by a score of 28-10. Now, with that, we still have some exciting games on tap for this Sunday as well as the Monday night affair, and here is how I believe things will go down in week number 9 in the NFL. Now, I'm going to start off with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have a record of 1-6. They will be traveling to Cleveland to take on the Browns. The Browns have a record of 4-3, and if you look at their track record recently, in the past few weeks, the Browns have been playing some of the bottom feeders in the National Football League. A few weeks ago, they fell at the hands of the winless Jacksonville Jaguars, and last week, for about 3.5 quarters, the Browns struggled at home with the winless Oakland Raiders. Now, for Cleveland to come out and take care of business in this one, they have to assert themselves at the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. On the defensive side of the football, keep Tampa Bay's offense in third and long as much as possible. Offensively, Cleveland has to establish their running game with running back Ben Tate, and they want to try to score early and put Tampa behind. But the thing is, this is a tough Tampa Bay team under first-year head coach Lovie Smith, and he is trying to establish his foundation there in Tampa, and he wants to see who he is going to keep for 2015. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will not make it easy for the Browns, but I think Cleveland will be victorious by the score of 27-23. Now, the 6-1 Arizona Cardinals, who are leading the NFC West, will travel to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, to take on the 6-2 Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Cardinals shocked some people, not me, but last week when they were able to knock off the Philadelphia Eagles at home, while the Dallas Cowboys were upset at home by a third-string quarterback this past Monday night by the name of Colt McCoy for the Washington Redskins. You look at both of these teams, and it starts with their defenses. Arizona's defense, they love to put pressure on the quarterback. Dallas's defense can put pressure on quarterbacks, but more importantly, they know how to force turnovers. Both of these teams are dealing with a slew of injuries right now. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is going to be a game-time decision. And all-pro cornerback for the Cardinals, Patrick Peterson, left last week's game with a head injury, and he is also questionable for this one. But you look at the Cardinals, they still have a veteran quarterback in Carson Palmer. He loves to stand back there in the pocket like a statue, which means that it will be important for the Cowboys' front seven to put a ton of pressure on him in early down situations and potentially force him into throwing some interceptions. Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd at wide receiver going up against this Dallas Cowboys secondary will be an interesting matchup. I think this is going to be a back-and-forth affair. I feel that Romo will play in this one, but I'm taking the Cardinals on the road by the score of 27-23. The 5-2 Philadelphia Eagles will be on the road for the second consecutive week as they will take on the 4-4 Houston Texans. The road was not pretty last week to the Philadelphia Eagles as they suffered a heartbreaking loss at the hands of the Arizona Cardinals. This time around, they will be facing one of the tougher defenses in the NFL with the Houston Texans. For Philly, they just have to get back to their run game with LeSean McCoy. That is it. Nick Foles right now is, you know, he's finding some big plays in the passing game, but he is throwing more interceptions than last year. That is to be expected because he was only picked off twice last year. But Philly's offense relies around number 25, and that's LeSean McCoy. Now, Philly's defense can force some turnovers against Texans quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, and that will be imperative for them to stay in this football game. Now, you talk about defense, and you look at the Texans, and of course, they have J.J. Watt. They're hopeful that Jadeveon Clowney is going to get it going soon, and both of them together will put a ton of pressure on Foles in this game. Now, you look at Houston's offense, it's pretty simple. Just give Arian Foster the football and stay out of his way. This is going to be a tight game, but I'm taking Houston at home by the score of 24-23. The 1-7 New York Jets will be in the Heartland to take on the 4-3 Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Kansas City comes into this game favored by 10 points. After their week one victory over the Oakland Raiders at home, it has been downhill for the Jets as they come into this game riding a 7-game losing streak. The folks in New York, they want answers. They're looking for John Idzik, the Jets general manager, to be fired, as their head, as also their head coach in Rex Ryan. No more Geno Smith at quarterback for now. Rex Ryan has handed the reins over to veteran quarterback Michael Vick. But just like Smith, Vick must protect the football as well. He does give the Jet fans some hope, but the bottom line is he's still 6'1". Michael Vick is injury prone, and he cannot sustain to be back there in the pocket on a lot of third and long situations against this Kansas City defense because they will tee off on him. Now, the Jets brought in Percy Harvin to be a playmaker. He's a slot guy. He's not accustomed to getting a ton of touches during the game, but he is an upgrade from what they had. Now, on the flip side for Kansas City, you look at what their offense has been this season under head coach Andy Reid, and it's been basic and vanilla. They simply just run the football a lot with Nile Davis and Jamaal Charles. They also have a defense with some good edge rushers and Tom Bahali, D. Ford, and Justin Houston to get after quarterbacks. The Jets will show some life in this one, but they will not be up for the challenge against Kansas City, and I'm taking the Chiefs at home by the score of 27-17. Now, the 4-2-1 Cincinnati Bengals will welcome the 1-7 Jacksonville Jaguars to the Queen City. Cincinnati is favored by 10.5 in this one, and that's scary if you are a betting person. I would advise you to really think about this one. Now, you look at Cincinnati, and this is a classic trap game for them. They had a big victory last week at home over the Baltimore Ravens, and they are smelling of a letdown. This Jacksonville Jaguars team, they are 1-7. They do have a rookie quarterback in Blake Bortles, but they are fighting for their head coach in Gus Bradley. Now, for Cincinnati, what they need to do, they need to have an opportunistic defense against Bortles early. Force him into making some turnovers. Set up your offense on the positive side of the field. Make life a little bit easier for your quarterback, Andy Dalton, and make Jacksonville play catch-up for the remainder of the game. Jacksonville will keep this game tight for about 3.5 quarters, but Cincinnati will pull away in the end, and I see them defeating Jacksonville by the score of 27-16. Down in South Florida, the 4-3 Miami Dolphins welcome the 5-3 San Diego Chargers to town. Miami is favored by 1 point in this affair. These two teams did meet last season in Miami, and it was the Dolphins that escaped with the victory. Now, San Diego comes into this game losers of their last two ball games, and they need to get back on track. They have a ton of injuries, but the bottom line is San Diego still has number 17 at quarterback in Phillip Rivers. And as long as you have Michael Floyd at wide receiver, along with Keenan Allen, as well as Antonio Gates at tight end, Phillip Rivers will keep you in the football game. Now, this Chargers defense must make Miami one-dimensional. They have to take away Lamar Miller, the Dolphins running back, and make their quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, try to beat them. It's going to be a very interesting matchup with wide receiver Mike Wallace going up against this Chargers secondary led by safety Eric Weddle. This is going to be a good game, but San Diego finds a way to get it done, and I'm taking the Chargers on the road by a score of 28-24. The 3-5 Washington Redskins will travel to take on the 3-5 Minnesota Vikings. Both of these teams will come into this game on emotional highs as they had very tough, hard-fought, overtime road victories last week. Of course, the Redskins shocked a lot of people on Monday night with a third-string quarterback in Colt McCoy, and they were able to go on the road and knock off the Dallas Cowboys, while the Vikings came from behind in the fourth quarter to tie the game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and their opportunistic defense won it for them in overtime. Now, this game symbolizes the return of Robert Griffin III at quarterback for the Washington Redskins. And you don't know what RG3 is going to be right now because you're just hopeful that he's healthy. But at the same time, if you're Jay Gruden, you just want him to really get the grasp of what you're trying to do offensively for this team right now. So RG3 does have some catching up to do. Now, as RG3 catches up, this Redskins offense can rely on a very good running back in Alfred Morris. This defense for Washington, they're just finding ways to get it done. And Jim Haslett, their defensive coordinator, loves to bring a lot of pressure. And it's going to be interesting to see if he dials up some more pressure for Vikings rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. This Vikings team, though, little by little, you can see that they are really believing not only in their first-year head coach Mike Zimmer, but also their rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, because they are just rallying around the two of them in Minnesota. This is going to be a good game. One of these teams is going to be 4-5, and they're going to be feeling good about themselves as far as climbing back into the playoff picture. And I think it's going to be the Vikings, and I'm taking them at home by the score of 24-20. Now, moving on, the St. Louis Rams, with a record of 2-5, will be in the Bay Area to take on the San Francisco 49ers. The Niners come into this game favored by 10 points over their foes from the NFC West. These two teams did meet several weeks ago on Monday Night Football in St. Louis, and it was all 49ers after the Rams jumped out to an early lead. Now, for St. Louis to not only stay with the 49ers this time, but ultimately win the game, they have to run the football early. They have to keep it in second and short and third and short situations against this Niners defense. And defensively for the Rams, they have to keep the Niners in third and long and make their quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, beat them within the pocket. But right now, the 49ers simply, they're getting better and better week by week. And the second half of the year in the past 3 years under Jim Harbaugh is San Francisco's time. And I think this year is no different. I'm taking San Francisco in this one by the score of 30-20. The big one that everybody is talking about will take place at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough this Sunday afternoon, as the 6-1 Denver Broncos will travel to take on the 6-2 New England Patriots. Now, the Broncos come into this game favored by 3.5 points, and more than likely, the winner of this game will have home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Now, when you think of this game, it's all about the quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, of course, for the Broncos, and Tom Brady for New England. Both of these teams have wonderful support cast around them, and this game is going to come down to the defenses. And I say that because it's going to come out down to turnovers. Which defense is going to be able to force enough turnovers to help out their quarterback? I think it's going to be New England in this one. It's going to be a high-scoring affair, and I'm taking the Patriots at home by a score of 34-30. Now, the winless Oakland Raiders, with a record of 0-7, will travel to the Pacific Northwest to take on the defending Super Bowl champions in the Seattle Seahawks. Now, after losing two straight games, the Seahawks were able to get back on track last Sunday with a road win versus the Carolina Panthers. Now, in spite of the fact that Seattle is only 4-3, they come into this game favored by 14.5 points over the Raiders. And once upon a time, these two teams were divisional foes in the old AFC West. That's not the case right now. Now, the one thing that the Raiders have to hang their hats on is they have a young quarterback in Derek Carr. He looks like he has all of the tools to be a good one. It's just a matter of the Raiders putting a good team around him. We'll have to wait and see for that one, but don't hold your breath. Now, in the past few weeks, under the tutelage of interim head coach Tony Sparano, the Raiders have put up a fight, but the thing is, in the National Football League, there's no such thing as moral victories. Now, the Raiders cannot allow the Seattle Seahawks to jump on them early in this game, and if they do, they're in trouble. Now, last year we saw a few times where the Seahawks were heavily favored at home over teams, and those teams hung around until the fourth quarter. I don't think that will be the case this time around, because due to the fact that Seattle not that long ago came off of a two-game losing streak and they struggled to get a win last week, I believe that head coach Pete Carroll has the attention of his team, and they are going to come out focused, and they are going to look to dominate the Oakland Raiders in every single aspect of the game, and I'm taking them at home in this one by a score of 37-20. Now, on Sunday Night Football, a classic matchup has the 5-3 Baltimore Ravens taking on the 5-3 Pittsburgh Steelers in a crucial AFC North showdown. These two teams met back in Baltimore in week number 2, and it was all Baltimore Ravens. Now, the loser of this game will be 5-4, and they will be on the outside looking in of the playoff picture, while the winner will be 6-3 and feeling good about themselves. It comes down to the line of scrimmage for both of these teams. They know each other. This is a classic Hatfield and McCoy matchup. You have two big physical quarterbacks on each side. Joe Flacco for Baltimore. Of course, Big Ben for Pittsburgh. You look at the running games and the revival for both of these teams this year. Justin Forsett at running back for Baltimore. And then, of course, Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount at for Pittsburgh. Now, the wide receivers are big-time playmakers. You look at Steve Smith and Torrey Smith for Baltimore. And, of course, Antonio Brown for Pittsburgh. Both of these teams have veteran defenses, and they are still going out there and getting it done. It's all about who wins the line of scrimmage and who dominates the field position in this one. I don't see Pittsburgh losing to Baltimore twice this season, and I'm taking the Steelers at home by a score of 27-23. And finally, on Monday Night Football, the 5-3 Indianapolis Colts will travel to take on the 3-4 New York Giants. Now, Indy comes into this game favored by 3.5 points on the road. Their defense did give up 51 points last week on the road as they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they will look to get back on track against a Giants team that is coming off of a bye. The Giants come into this game also on a 2-game losing streak, and they are looking to get back to the 500 mark. This will be a homecoming for Indianapolis Colts running back Ahmad Bradshaw, as long with wide receiver Hakeem Nicks. Bradshaw helped the Giants win 2 Super Bowl championships in 2007 and 2011. And of course, Hakeem Nicks was a part of that team in 2011 as well. Now, no Rashad Jennings once again at running back for the Giants. And it will be interesting to see how much that Giants head coach Tom Coughlin will trust his rookie running back Andre Williams in this one. But the Giants still have a savvy veteran quarterback in Eli Manning that will look to spread the football around to a bevy of wide receivers. This Giants defense must get after Andrew Luck. It's easier said than done because he might be one of the best sheer athletes at the quarterback position, and he knows how to put a team on his back. This is going to be a very tight affair, but I think the Giants get it done at home by a score of 30-24. Those are my picks, folks, for week number 9 in the 2014 National Football League season. And I want to take this time to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 9 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.